Yo,
there we go.
What's good? There we go. We're back in the building, everybody. We're gonna get this started. We're currently waiting on our special guest today. But you can see we got the boy back in the building.
You know it.
The boy back in the building. One day we'll be back at it, man. Today we're gonna come with something different, something special. You know, we're gonna do our interview podcast episode, man. You know, we're just trying to get all the good shit set up and all that good stuff. You know,
a lot of planning going around.
No cap, man.
A lot of planning.
No cap. We got a hell of planning to do. We got a lot of story. Actually, before, you know what I'm saying? While we're waiting for him to get in, I'll just like get into detail on it. We're going to start doing these a lot more, a lot more often. What I'm saying? I don't really think it's going to be like a every shit thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want people to think that it's not going to be, but like, we're going to do something to where we start, you know what I mean, get guests on here to interview them. Content creators, we're not going to do fucking with, what's his name do? What's the white dude name?
What, Adam?
Yeah, we're not going to be doing what he brings, like, the Instagram models in and shit. And they like, oh, I fucked like X-Men. We're not doing that shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
We're not doing that. We want real content creators, man. I mean, like YouTube, Twitch. Shit, we'll get Twitch people on Twitch. Rappers. Like, we want, like,
somebody real doing something legit.
Legit, like, not like, I'm just doing this for the backup, like that. Like, no, we want, like, realness in the shit, bro. Like, 100%. We want the realness in it, bro. Because at the end, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what the fuck we doing it for, you feel me?
Exactly.
Now, exactly. We'll say we do got one more lined up. We're going to do one with an upcoming rapper in, you know, the DMV area. He goes by the name of Sir Geech. He's going to be our next one. Am I going to promise that he's the very next episode, though?
No. Well, we can't make those kind of promises.
Yeah, I can't make those promises.
But what I can tell you is that as far as, like, when we speak on this, he's got a discography.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, a lot of that work is new, but he dropped 2 albums last year.
Or 2 tapes,
He's got three singles and EPs out. One he dropped 2 days ago. So he's got some, like, regular songs out. But I want to be very clear, like, when I say he's got discography and he dropped 2 albums last year, this is 8 and 10 song albums. This isn't like, oh yeah, I'm dropping my album and it's got 4 or 5 songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's putting work out there.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys are putting work out there.
All right, come. Here we go. We got our special guest.
There it is.
Yo. Yo, what's going on, bro? We got our special guest in here today, bro. This is the most electric fire man on YouTube. The most electric fire man on YouTube. 1K. 1K.
That's facts.
We have him in the building today, y'all. Like I said, this is going to be a interview pod, man. We just want to, you know, like I said, we want to bring awareness to people that are serious about, you know what I'm saying, the time, the effort, because I'm pretty sure he can relate to us on how much time, effort it goes into coming up with this stuff, ideas, editing, promoting. To me, I'm gonna be honest. I think the most time consuming one is promoting.
Oh yeah, definitely. OD. That's a crazy one about it is that you promote it so much, you would think that, you know, the people that you've known the longest could, you know, help you out a little bit with that, but nah, it's
different.
Not how it always goes.
It's definitely not, man. It is definitely not. That's the type of stuff, like, you know, I've realized, picked up. You know what I mean? Take note of, but he said, but again, you don't want to, like, when they don't promote it, it's not saying like they are against you, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we don't see it that way. We just see, like, okay, like, damn, like, hey, man, push this a little bit for me, like, do something, you know what I'm saying? but we don't look for it all the time. Right. Because then, like, we want to create this, like, this is ours. Like, this is the grind. This is the countless hours you spend, like, okay, how can I get this product better? How can I get it out to this audience and that audience? Like, what do I need to do?
Exactly.
You
feel me?
Exactly. And that's why, like, I know me and you touch based on, like, using different things, like TikTok. Oh, my God. Everybody goes to Instagram and like, oh, look at my shit. TikTok is the wave. Are you people just listening?
It's crazy. It's crazy because you're right. That the TikTok, and the thing is, I believe you actually told me about that a long time ago. And
yeah.
I'm not even really on TikTok like that. But if you want to blow up, if you want to have more things, I would say people, audience, find your thing, it got to be TikTok, bro.
Because yeah. it's so, because you can make a video and you'll like, this is pretty funny. And 1,000 fucking people are going to think that's funny.
Right.
And then if you, in that video, like you put a little borderline, like, hey, follow me on YouTube or follow me on Twitch or this and there. People be like, wait a minute, let me check this guy out. And that's how you start building that steam. You keep posting, you consistently post, and people consistently like it.
And that doesn't even mention the burners.
Exactly.
Like the burners that come from that. Like this one girl, she's like 18. She started doing TikTok videos, bro, blew up off the TikTok videos. And there's literally an account that's not run by her that's got like 100K views and likes on each single video. It's not even her. And she's a fresh out artist from the Dominican Republic and lives in Cali.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
It's crazy, the plug, you know.
It has nothing to do with how she actually like makes her money. It has nothing to do with how like what lane she's actually in. She's just doing that for fun.
Right.
You know, she looks good or whatever. So you know it's gonna do nothing. You know it's gonna do numbers respectively. But she put it out on that. Bro, I had no idea that she was an artist until I saw that TikTok video.
Damn.
And she's like on Apple Music, like on the Discovery page, all of that.
That's what I said, man. Like that's it's ways to get out here, bro. It's ways, and I just like simply like I like finding those ways and kicking them to my people. Like, hey, man, we might should look into like, you know what I mean, going to that, doing this, and doing that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I told one of our friends who's he's an upcoming photographer now. He's a photographer. I told him to do a TikTok.
Mm.
Like I've seen motherfuckers create carpets on TikTok.
Right.
And
right.
It looks amazing. Not gonna lie to you. It looks amazing. And he's looking at 200K likes. Like, what? Oh, you making a carpet?
It's crazy. And the thing is, you'll have people around you, you know, because everybody has some type of talent, something.
Yeah.
And you'll tell them, like, yo, you should do. I know this one girl that she's, you know, into, like, her makeup is always good, this and the other. But she's more into, when it comes around to, like, Halloween time, she's doing the makeup, like, you know, make herself look like a zombie or whatever.
Okay.
Like that. But it's crazy. It's crazy to really see what she do. And I'm like, yo, you should maybe do a YouTube. This is before the whole TikTok and all that really blew up. But now it's like, yo, if you do a TikTok, it's like a, you know, a 10-second video that could blow up and you
smash hit, bro.
But
smash hit. It's crazy how like boom TikTok you could like I said, mine, I think mine, like I post my Warzone clips and shit. And I think I got like only so if I got like well like 15K plus views.
Wow.
Out of all my videos together type shit. And it's like, bro, like it's just like just get a clip, boom, post it.
Yeah, honestly.
Everybody's gonna enjoy it.
Honestly.
Yeah, that's that though. So you know, Leaf, you got the YouTube kicking off, right? Got the YouTube kicking off,
right?
So I want to give you that time to, you know, what I mean, explain to everybody listening, and what you know, what I mean, what your YouTube content is about, you know, what they will expect to see, you know, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. You know what, my YouTube, it's been a very, I would say, strange, unique journey. Even though I'm only at 1,000, so that's really, to me, you know. Job's not finished. We got to keep going, obviously.
But, oh, yeah, 100%.
I started out starting it with, I said, oh, I want to do more or less like story times, basically in like intro, introduce myself to these people so they know who I am, this and the other. And, you know, you put those videos out, you don't really get any views because what ends up happening is people are looking at them like, what is that really doing for me? Is it entertaining? Is it what? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So then I realized, all right, I got to switch it up. I wanted to do more in-person videos. I look at, you know, YouTube people do the, what do you call it, like the public interviews or, you know, they'll go to the mall and maybe have like some type of prank or something like that.
Yeah.
I had those, you know, somewhat lined up, maybe ready to go, but I couldn't do that because the whole, you know, COVID and everything happened. So I had to switch up again. It's more or less, you got to pivot, you know, so you keep growing. And that's when I started, let's try to do maybe some type of reaction video. But what would be the best type of reaction video I could do, you know, me being knowledgeable, this, that, and the other. So that's where I got into Death Battle. So if you look into my YouTube, I would say my thing is more or less about right now. It's always going to be about me. But right now, currently, I'd say it's about comic books, superheroes, and then Death Battle, which is basically, it's two heroes there. You know, there's like the two major brands, which is DC. The other one is Marvel, where you'll never see, a Batman versus Captain America because they're two different brands. Death Battle puts those two together. It shows them what's their pros, what's their cons, and then they'll do like a simulation of them fight each other. And then me and the viewer, we all react to it together. So I see the comments, you know, likes, and those, for some reason, they're getting a lot of views. And people just like my reaction to it, like my little input. They like, you know, me making fun of a certain hero, or me making even fun of the viewer saying, hey, if you like this hero, you might be, I don't know what type of, you know, how can you like this hero, basically, you know? And yeah, that's basically what it really is. Right now, you know, I'm not going to do it forever, but slowly but surely pivot it to other stuff and then hopefully do what I want to do with the YouTube.
Yeah, like I said, man, that's great. You know, I've watched a couple. The one drinks, you know, we was watching those NBA ones. That shit was fucking
all right.
The NBA was pretty funny because like we had like you were putting in comments from the conversation. So again, like I see that, you know, you interact with your audience.
Oh yeah.
Not a lot of people do that. You know, a lot of people don't want to interact with them because they're like, oh no, whatever. But like, no, you actually interact with the audience. You take time out to clearly read the comments and go through. And I think that's the greatest part. The greatest part about like your content, like it's not like you're not caring. You know, you feel me? Like, oh, you guys want to see this? All right, cool. Let me go ahead and, you know what I mean, find something to get you guys into it,
yeah,
type of vibe.
I was definitely so I got in on that Lakers Rockets. You know, I had to see what your take was. You know, Lakers long on, live. You know what I'm saying? I had to see what the take was on that.
Right? I guarantee you. Well, with Taylor Burke, it's this: Brooklyn or LA.
If I had to pick right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now I'm not gonna. I mean, you know, I'm a KD fan. I like KD.
Yeah, I know.
I liked what he has done with his whole career and stuff like that. Not really. Not the most. Like, I feel like he could have done stuff differently because I feel like he tainted his legacy. But he's still a really good player. If I had to pick, I have to say Brooklyn. The reason why, though, I think they actually just signed LA. They just signed him.
Yeah, we just got Drummond.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys got Drummond. But it's like
we got Drummond. You know, Lakers in six, man. You know me. You know, I mean, Lakers are six, bro. For real, Lakers
always
six, man.
You know,
always.
We're not worried.
You can't count out LeBron. And if I was to, like, you know, make a video on it and stuff like that, you can't count him out because he does, you know, he does a lot of unspeakable stuff.
No, and, man.
You know, it's crazy. But to this point, I would say with Brooklyn, I feel like it's to the point where this team is better than that Warriors team.
They got them young Gunners.
Yeah.
They got them young Gunners.
It's crazy. Yeah.
They got them young Gunners, and
they signed him. I said, bro, what the fuck is going on? Like,
yeah,
like
I woke up and I was like,
does everybody just team up? Everybody just team up just
he's only 36, beat LeBron? Man.
Just to beat LeBron? Like, come on, man.
He's 36.
And I'm not gonna hold you. Being a lifelong Laker fan, and when I say lifelong, I'm talking about that was like seven long years. I couldn't watch basketball for like 2 years, bro.
Because
them first 2 years after Kobe retired was rough, bro. Like, I was not used to that. Even on the years when we was off and we still had Kobe. It was rough when it was downtime. But it was still watchable because he was playing.
Right.
That man retired them first 2 years, dog. I cried one game. I'm not even going to lie to you. I cried one game. And I don't even take sports that serious. I was like, this is just horrible. This is unspeakable.
But let's go get back onto this, the YouTube content. So we got to ask this question too. What inspired you to want to, you know what I mean, get on YouTube, but also push the content that you are pushing.
Well, really, to start the YouTube, I would say when I was in college, actually, definitely freshman year. You know, I had the what I have back then was actually an Xbox. I had the Xbox, had my TV, but I really wasn't watching TV like that. I really wasn't doing that. You know, go out, hang out with people, you know, go to parties, stuff like that. But when it was time to be in the room, just chill, I really was just watching YouTube, straight YouTube, this and the other. And I was like, you know, same. This is something, you know what I mean? This is something I want to try to maybe get into, this and the other. So I started, you know, I downloaded the whole video editing stuff like that. But I really started on Photoshop. That's where you edit the photos and stuff like that. So I ended up editing, you know, just making funny, I would say, like memes, and try to put it up on Twitter, where I think this is the time when I believe that the Knicks were not really, you know, doing right, but this is when Carmelo, JR, you know what okay. I mean? Like, they had back a then, okay, chance, yeah, but yeah. Then again, I believe they ran into LeBron, so it didn't, you know what I mean? It didn't,
yeah,
LeBron, yep. You know, but I was, you know, making memes of it, like, show, you know, put like, I don't know, like JR's head on a trash can, something like that. But it was something that I was like, damn, I know how to do this. You know, I started putting my friends' heads on different bodies and stuff like that. And then I was like, how can I make it better? And what it was, let me, you know, edit and let's see if I could put their video on, see if I could do that. And it actually started working. And I was like, I'm actually getting pretty good at this video editing thing. Let me see what I could do. And then, you know, that was the first step. The second step was just, you know, record myself on camera. And it was, I say there had to be a good year that I was making videos, but I wasn't putting anything out on YouTube because it was more or less like, what are these people going to think? You know, me doing this, me doing that. And then finally, one
but day, you were finding your place, yeah, in the space.
Yeah, more or less. I was, you know, finding my place, this and the other. And finally, I just did it one day and I got a lot of positive feedback. And, you know, going back to what you guys are saying, me looking at the comments, stuff like that, the, you know, there's bad comments. Obviously, that's going to be like that for everything. I don't look at those like, I should stop doing this. Nah, it's not that. I look at it more or less like, okay, you didn't like this video. I could switch it up, still have my flavor in it, and it's still, maybe you'll like this one better.
Right.
And then the good comments, you know, I actually read a comment the other day. I don't know if it's a little kid. I don't know if it's an older man. I don't know. But me having 1,000 subscribers, bro, commented saying, yeah, I'm not going to lie, you're probably one of my favorite YouTubers because you're always going to be yourself no matter what. And that made me think, like, damn, I don't know who this, if it, like I said, I don't know if it's an older guy, younger kid, but it made me think, like, there's people who are watching me that are looking up to me even though I only have 1,000. So it's making me say to myself, I definitely got to keep going with this.
And you know that you're doing the right thing as well, too.
Right.
And that's how stuff means, like, you're doing the right thing, you're on the right path.
Right.
And me personally, I got caught up in this crazy because one of our boys, he was on an interview thing and we were talking. He told me, like, before what stopped him was he was started counting the views. And I was like, bro, you know you can't do
right,
that.
Exactly.
And then I started doing this. And like you said in the beginning, I was nervous as hell because one, first time doing this, how people going to react right. to this? What are people going to think? It's so many thoughts running your mind when you're first starting. Like, me now compared to me before, I'm like, it's calm as hell. Before, I was nervous. It's all get out. Like, I'm not going to lie to y'all. But that's when I started counting the views myself.
Right.
And I think that's where a lot of us mess up at. They start looking at views instead of, like, just keep going, bro. Like, it's going to come, you know? To me, I look at things now. If I get one play, I won. You know what I'm saying? Just that one.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? But you want to keep going. You want to keep going. You want to keep going. And that's what, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of us get, not saying not speak for anybody, but some people get caught up in doing that. You know? And I think, you know, I had to come like, hey, it's a slow grind. You know, it's a slow grind. It's going to pop off. Like I was, when I stream on Twitch, one girl was like, this girl I was talking to, she hit me with the, nobody's going to watch it. I was like, damn, that's some hating. That's some hating.
Right,
stuff.
Right, exactly.
And I was like, why you say that? Oh, look, nobody's in here. I said, she was like, you're not like everybody else. I was just like, well, everybody else was once here where I'm at now.
Right.
You don't just start something and boom, 1,000 views. You don't do it's a slow grind. You gotta grind it out.
Exactly.
But yeah, so let's say you getting that, you know what I mean, whether it's a grown man or a kid saying what he said, that's great, because again, that's gonna show you that hey, I'm doing the right thing here. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, it's crazy too, because like you said, like, you know, I'll look at other comments and stuff like that. And actually, there was a point when maybe I believe like my Wi-Fi went down for like, and it was down for like 2 weeks, and it was crazy. And I wasn't putting out no videos. This and the other. Could I have? Was that an excuse? Could I have done, you know, put up videos? I could have easily went to like, you know, the public library somewhere with Wi-Fi, put it up. I could have done that. I was gone for like 2 weeks, and somebody commented on one of my videos, and I don't know if they know I'll read it, but like I said, I read them all. So I'll read the bad, I'll read the good, and someone commented was like, "Oh, the way you act, you'll never reach 1,000. Like, it's just, it ain't going to happen." So I was like, okay, you know, I see what you're saying. That's how you feel. Like I said, I just reached 1,000 the other day. And, you know, I look at the analytics on YouTube, and it'll tell you, like, how you're doing in a month, how you're doing in a week. YouTube told me, like, literally since I hit 1,000, maybe, like, 2 days ago, that this is actually your best month ever being on YouTube. This is your best week ever that you've been on YouTube. That actually, in a month, I usually get about like maybe like 100 subscribers. This month right here, I got like 200, 250. So it's showing progression. You know, I always look at that comment every day saying you'll never get 1,000. And I know there's going to be, you know, I would say more bad comments in the future, but you can't let a bad comment make you say, all right, I don't need to do this no more, or, you know, set you back more or less.
Especially something like that. So, and we've talked about this before on here, where I've tweeted about it. You've seen me tweet about it. I've tweeted about when people who don't have these things that we have, like you, we're all, us three here are content creators. You create YouTube, I create podcasts. We're content creators. Rappers as well, they're content creators. Everything, people who don't have that will never understand
exactly
what goes through, talking about process of episodes, everything talked about before. People don't understand that side of it, and they hate, and the hate does nothing but fuel us to want to do even more. Right. Simply put, because like, yo, you don't understand, you don't even have anything to stand on. Granted, I'm going to take what you say with a grain of salt, because again, unless you're like one of my peers saying that, at this point, you're just somebody in the audience. You're just watching, you know what I mean, from afar. And guess what? At the end of the day, you still came and either listened to it or watched your stuff or listened to it. You still did it anyway, so thank you. You know? So with that, man, I doubt if that was me, that would do nothing but fuel me to do more. I would be petty. I would even like fucking take his comment, like screenshot that shit, and put it in my next video. I'm like, hey, look, I've reached etc. amount of comments here after you said I couldn't. Like, I would be that petty. It's me. But I would be that petty.
Dude, I might as well. So I'm glad, you know.
So we gotta ask. I know, Andre. I need to let you know time and ask the questions.
We on the same. We on the same.
Okay.
On the same level right now with these questions.
Yeah. So we got like, what can we see, or? Well, anyway, I ain't asked this yet. We'll say that for the last one. I want you to walk us through a process that you go through, as far as, you know, creating a video, coming up with the vision for it. How do you put it together? The whole nine.
Right. Well, I would say there's two types. If it's a reaction, or the one that I would say that's mostly on my channel right now, which is those death battles, which is very. Just look through the comments. People actually are requesting, like, yo, we want you to do this, and we want to see what you think about this, you know, death battle, which I'll do it. So then I'll look at it, and it might say, show, Iron Man versus Batman, something like that. Simply, you know, put it up. Make sure when I'm doing those, I actually, before I even started those, I was looking at other people's reactions of death battles just to make sure, just to see how they do it, because I don't want to do it just like them. I actually want to be better than them. So I'm looking at it. What I've noticed as well is I actually didn't see that many, like, black guys, black kids, or anything like that doing that. So I was like, I want to show that I'm a black guy doing this. So when you guys see me, you know, I don't want y'all to think like, nah, this guy isn't like, you know, I'm not that he brainwashed or whatever, or he's not one of us, if you know what I mean, but that you could relate to me. Like, oh yeah, I see what he's talking about. You know, same thing where it's a different vibe when I do like the NBA videos. You can see I have a whole different, it's a different vibe, but I'm never going to not be myself. So look at those, make sure I do it. Put my flair to it where I say, you know, most electrifying man on YouTube. So they know, if they know the background where that's from, I'm a WWE guy. I like my favorite wrestler of all time is The Rock. The Rock is the most electrifying man. We know this. So,
The most electrifying superstar.
That's a fact. Exactly. So I had to make sure I had to put that in there. And then, you know, there's some people that actually, like I said, in the comment section, they catch that and they know. And then, you know, I do that. If it's a second type of video where it's like, you know, I did maybe like a Valentine's Day video or one of those where it's actually more effort, but I actually like making those more where do the planning. You got to first figure out what type of video it is, where I actually have this little book that I actually write all the ideas or anything like that. And, you know, first you write the idea. Okay, I want to do a Valentine's Day video. What type of video? Then I'll put, I want to do where it's like a blind date video. What do I need for this video? So I need 4 guys. All right. Now I got to hit up the people, which is kind of hard because, you know, the whole scheduling and this and the other. You know, then I need obviously a girl, try to get a girl, same thing, scheduling, got to make sure everybody's ready the same day. Got to make sure I got to have the cameras on backup, the batteries, stuff like that. And then what type of equipment or anything I need, where I think I needed like this like wall. So I got to basically buy all this stuff, make sure everything's ready, schedule is right all on the same day. And then, you know, make sure everybody's on the same page. Record it, and then finally after that, once it's time to edit, it would probably take me, if I'm focused, not no distractions, it would literally probably take me about 3 hours to edit something like that. If it's a long video, if it's a reaction video, that would probably take me like 20 minutes to edit it. And then boom, that's a video, put it up. You know, that's I would say maybe the hard part. And then it comes to promoting it, where you put it up so people can see it, hopefully they watch it. If not, hey, I always look at it that I'm going to get views, I'm going to get people watching it regardless, so we're good. I just want to, you know, the people who follow me on Instagram can see it, so they can see that I'm still on my grind. If you want to support me, you can. If not, that's good, too.
Yeah, see? That's it. It all sounds, look, it all sounds just like where we are with most of our stuff here. Here's some of the ideas. So like, us here, we like to, you know, a podcast is different than a YouTube type of thing, in a way, you know, you can reveal. We're going off of either what we're seeing on social media. You know how, you know, I mean, you got the feminists out here. We talk about the feminist shit sometimes.
We talk about it all.
Yeah, we talk about it all.
We talk about it all.
Shit, we all been through before. We like to bring that, because that's some of the most relatable shit. Like here, we try to
be transparent, as possible.
Like I said, I'll be from, hey, listen, I just went through X, Y, and Z. That's why we ain't hear from me. And I ain't put an episode out with this many weeks or this many months. I was going through this. So we were going through that. Like you said, the scheduling is the hardest thing to do. I'm talking about, there was times where I've recorded at 2 a.m.
Damn.
Going, you know what I mean? It's just going. So I can understand that. Then try to get your guests on here. Working around that. You know, we got one episode we're trying to line up, but keeps getting delayed. It's just like Jesus, you know.
And again, it's just like anything. Just even with us and our own personal schedules. I mean, like I work like a fucking Hebrew slave. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. So like, and that's by choice. And that's by choice. It's not because anybody's forcing me to do it. It's again, it comes with. It's the proof is in the pudding. I've been doing what I do for 7 years, and I did it when it was unpopular. I did it when it didn't look glamorous. It still doesn't look glamorous at times. It does now more than ever because of the things that I do and what I'm involved in. But, you know, you got to be able to, you got to have some type of foundation. You got to have some type of ground to stand on. You can't yell, oh, I'm 10 toes down with what it is that I'm doing, and you're not building, and you're not working hard enough or building anything to stand on when you say it.
No. And I wanted him to get on here because he can also bring his side of just how much time, how much effort it goes into creating this content, editing it, promoting it, pushing it, even getting the content together is even hard. You know what I'm saying? That's a hard thing to do.
Right.
Because again, you have to line up everything.
It's like a job itself. It's crazy because literally. You know, a lot of people, like you said, they don't know the full picture on it. And same thing, you know, obviously this is not paying me. This is not like, you know what I mean? Like, hopefully one day it is paying me and, you know, I have a good thing where I could just do this. But, you know, I have a job as well. I do an overnight job where most times when people are sleeping and they don't really get it, but I'd be, you know, then I'm working. So finally when I come home at like, I get home at 7, you know, people are finally just waking up. And, you know, this whole second thing where it's the YouTube or you guys do the podcast, it got to be, you know, I feel like you guys would say the same thing. It's like a job in itself where, you know, you got to put the hours in, you got to put the work in. So there's times where maybe, I don't know if you guys have it too, where somebody else that you know or someone know, they're like, oh, I'm going to create a podcast just, and you're like, well, are you going to put the work in or are you just taking this as a joke? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's some of the things I've seen a lot. People are like, I'm just creating, like, and again, I don't like to put anybody down, but when I see, like, I see somebody who, like, they're doing podcasts or she's doing a podcast, I'm going to say, and I look at it and I'm like, this isn't even, like,
right.
It's not even done right, you know? It's not done right. You know, I think people just hopped on. A lot of people just hopped on because it's a trend.
Hey, man, look, I'm not even going to lie to you. Because we've been doing this for a while. You specifically have been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
And when the pandemic hit and everybody had free time on their hands, it's like, and I love Joe. I've always loved it from day one when Joe started doing the Joe Budden podcast. And it's like everybody saw, they blew up like 110% during the podcast. It wasn't that they weren't already up, but they blew up during the podcast. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, all I see on Instagram is, hey, we're doing a podcast. We're doing a podcast. Let's put this up on YouTube. Let's do this. Let's do that. Boom, 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 boom. I don't see any of that shit anymore.
You know what's crazy? I get exactly what you're saying, and I'm going to be honest with you. I was watching Joe Budden's podcast. I had already had in my mind I wanted to do it. I've been wanting to do it. We can't speak to my old calls because we no longer are on those terms. But
yeah,
I always had a vision of doing this. Then I seen Joe Budden, and I was like, holy, I got to fucking do this now. Like, this is great. This is great content I'm looking at. I can do this. On sports, music, real life, I can do this. I guess it's doable. And I started doing it. And then, like you said, once, you know, COVID hit, I'm doing a podcast. I'm doing this. And I was like, what the hell? Kim Kardashian has a podcast? What? It's like, she has Keeping with the Kardashians. I'm like, what the fuck? Academics.
I'm like, huh?
Academics. I'm dropping a podcast. What? Wait.
Where did this come from?
You were just on YouTube. And then you went to Complex. You had your own show on Complex. And now you're doing a podcast. DJ Khaled has his own podcast. What the fuck is he going to talk about? And I was telling my brother before, I was like, you know, the funny part about that, all their content is going to be the fucking same.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the same because all in the same field. They're in the music or whatever. It's going to be the same. It's the same shit. And here, we talk about the real life mental health issues, relationship issues, everything you think we talk about here. So it's not stopping.
Unfiltered.
Yeah, raw. Unfiltered.
And authentic. And the crazy thing is, like you say, that, you know, you said that you've always seen yourself doing this. Mm-hmm. Right? I never saw myself getting in this lane with you. Even though you're my brother, you will always be my brother, and you always have. I never saw myself getting into this lane, because everything that we talk about and everything that we do on here in this podcast, I was doing in real life, face to face, in person, in the streets, having these conversations, talking about these things, being in front of groups, presenting certain things to certain people. And I've been doing that since teenage years. I've always been doing this. I think I told you I ran into Butters like some months ago, towards last year. And he like, yeah, yo, you've been preaching the same message for the last 6 years. And I'm like, ain't nothing changed. Yeah. Ain't nothing changed. Now we add to it. Cause I think that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions about stuff. People always tell you, be like, never change. That's a facade. Change. Cause that stops growth when you stop changing. But I have the experience of, like, literally in the streets at any place, at any time, anywhere geographically, doing exactly what we do right here. So when we step into this and we come down with a topic, it flows naturally.
And I'm going to say this too. I like to go unscripted.
Yeah.
I like unscripted because lately, even Leaf, I told Leaf, I listen, come in, boom, this is going to happen, how we start. The only thing I told him was, we're going to ask you questions on this content. I didn't tell him what questions we're going to ask, you know, because I don't want it to be prepared answers. It looks staged. We want the realism. I don't want to give nobody any time to be like, oh, boom, off the top of the dome, let's go. Because at the end of the day, that's their, you know what I mean? That's his content. He should already know. Beforehand.
And Leaf, he asked me before we got started. He was like, so what questions you want to ask? And I gave him like a brief overview of like two or three questions, which was just general as hell. I didn't give him any specific question that I was going to ask you today.
You know what's crazy is that, like, you know,
but I watched your content before each section of it. I watched your content before we sat down to have this conversation.
Let him go see
what he's about to say. You know, we talk about it, like how you guys are saying, and I actually watched your guys, I watched two episodes. It was one of them. That's why I hit up Key up, and I was just like, yo, you guys are flowing good, this, that, and the other. I think it was like maybe on like Double Standard. It was something where I think of maybe a girl was maybe cheating on somebody or something like that. I really don't remember the whole episode, but you guys end up, I was saying, I was watching it at work, and I didn't even know it was a 2-hour episode, but the 2 hours went by real fast. And it's crazy because, you know, we talk about how you said when COVID hit, a bunch of people want to do this, that, and the other with it, or try to do a podcast of their own. I look at it almost like a, not disrespectful, but like, what you guys have is, I would say it's a talent. You know what I mean? Like, you guys can flow this, and I keep doing that. You know, I look at it now, we've been here for a good quite while. It doesn't even feel like that because it's flowing. And a lot of people just want to pick it up, be like, oh yeah, I can do it as well. When I'm not saying they can't, but it's not easy. I don't know if people think it's easy. You know what I mean?
It's not. It's not as easy as everybody.
Right.
Thinks it is, and once you get into it, you don't realize how much time you gotta put in and effort. And also, and like we said, it's like work. It's like another job. So you're dealing, imagine dealing with your regular life, and then you're like, oh, well, I got this to do too. I gotta go find. So we gotta find that balance of how do I do live, still live, but also still have this and also still work. So it's like it's different. It's different. So I'm asking, Andre, you got any more questions before we get that last one and we wrap up? You got any questions for him?
You seem so relaxed in your space that you found when you start doing these videos. And like my biggest thing that I want to ask you, just on a personal level. When it comes down to sitting in front of the camera, going through all of the workings of picking a topic, speaking on it, and then putting it out there for everybody to see, you know, how concerned are you about your personal image as a man when you are Leaf in another setting? Not saying that you're not yourself, but you know, you're putting yourself into a different space when you're doing that. You're still being authentic, but are you ever concerned about like your personal image with, because this comes with a lot of shit, right? You know, people have opinions, people right. got shit to say, people think different things, you know. Does that affect your mentality when you go about trying to like pick a certain topic, you know, to go over or record on?
When I do the videos, I put like, I even put what I don't want, I would say, topics to do. And obviously, let's say one of them would be like, I mean, I don't think there would ever be a topic about like religion or something like that. But like, I don't want to talk about, like, there was a point when I was putting out videos and, you know, the politics, this, that, and the other. There was even a point where, you know, talking about, I would say when I was putting out videos, there's a point when the whole Black Lives Matter thing was a, you know, happening, was hot, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought dealing with my, you know, channel, even though I'm not big or anything like that, you know, but I was like, do I do something with that? How do I put that in there? Because it's something that's happening, you know, and or how would it affect me? Now, dealing with, like I said, politics and religion, I don't really put any type of content about that because, you know, people have different views, stuff like that.
Right.
Now, dealing with the Black Lives Matter, and now that's one where for some reason it's a touchy topic when I feel like it shouldn't be a touchy topic. You know, people, there's a mm-hmm. lot of people out there that, you know, I get a lot of racist comments too, you know, but and they I don't know if people, because YouTube itself, they have like, I guess, like a filter where if somebody says something racist, something over the top, whether it's not racist, it could say something that they're like, whoa, this is too much. They'll put it in a, people can't see it, but I can see it. So I read all those too, you know.
So it still doesn't stop it from exactly. coming like, across.
It'll stop it for other people. They don't think I get.
But for you, exactly. you get to see it though.
Yeah, I actually and probably feel see it. Those more than I would see normal comments, because YouTube actually emails me like, yo, you need to review this comment. And I'm like, you know, I'll review it, and you know, over the top. It'd be.
I didn't even know that.
You know, it's not a lot. I probably, if I had a count out of all the videos, because I have like over 100 videos, something like that. If I had a count, I would say maybe like 15, 16 comments like that, where it's like, "Whoa, this guy is," you know. But
wow,
you know, dealing with that, I don't take it where, oh, I'm not gonna do this no more. This is not something I want. I don't want comments like that, but that's not going to stop me doing what I got to do. But dealing with, let's say, I was talking about the Black Lives Matter. I was like, do I put a whole video out on it, or what do I do? So what I do is, and I realized that the death battle reaction videos, they get a lot of views. So I'm like, this is perfect. Because once what I really want at the end of this is that if I, you know, end up having crazy amount of subscribers or over 1 million subscribers, now I have a voice. Right now, I ain't really got a voice like that, but I'm gonna still let mm-hmm. people know this is who I am. I put in one of my videos like, yo, you know what's going on. It's real simple. Dealing, let's say, with COVID, make sure you know, wear your stuff, make sure you're being protected. Now, dealing with Black Lives Matter, it's just real simple. People aren't rioting. I don't like the word riot. I understand now people are breaking stuff, stealing stuff like that. You know, you ain't supposed to be doing that. But if you're not, if you don't understand the movement, then I hate to say it, but you are somewhat of the problem. Simple as that. But I put it in the beginning of the video because I know people ain't gonna miss that, you know? So back to mm-hmm. what you're saying, if I say it would probably, you know, affect my personal image, I look at it as, nah, I don't even look at it as my personal image, like if it's gonna affect it or stuff like that. I look at it as, this is who I am. If you guys don't like it, you know, if there's certain things that, like I said, you know, the politics, religion, I'm not going to talk about that, but if you guys don't like it, you ain't got to watch it. That's going to be my, I would say, that's who I am. That's what's going to end up happening on the video. That's what my choice or my beliefs are going to be. That's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. I respect that. I respect it because right. End of the day, you're being true to yourself. You're not going to let your platform change you and how you are. The viewers or whatever, you're not going to let that happen. And we all see that with YouTubers, rappers, or we all see that type of stuff. And even here, when things go on in my life, I call Andre, we're chatting. I go, I ain't going to talk about this on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, no way. Like, I can't even talk about it. And then we get here and I'm like,
yeah.
Yo, fuck that shit. I'm talking.
It wouldn't be me if I didn't bring it here
and discuss it. And not because like I want to like bash anybody on here. Everybody know what's going on. Right. So there's no confusion here. So I like to bring it here, express myself here. Because at the end of the day, let's say there's a fan in fucking California. I go to California and they come across me. I want them to still see me as the same person that they heard on this podcast that they are speaking to right in front of them. It's going to be the right. same person. Same exact way. And that's how I always go at everything. I like to be myself 24/7. No gimmicks, nothing change, none of that. I'm me, you know. A lot of people allow fame to get to their head or their stuff to get to their head to change how they are. No. It's better just to be yourself, bro. Be yourself. You're going to get a lot farther exactly. than yourself than switching up or anything. Do we got any final questions? What was my final question I heard earlier? There's always times a lot. I get them. They go. It's easy. Okay, here it is. What are some upcoming things that they can expect or we can expect to see and hear from you far as, you know, your content on your YouTube? I know you Twitch, you know, maybe do Twitch streaming as well. So what are some things you got like cooking up, if anything?
If I could say so, anytime I get like a question like this, or I even think about like really the future and what I want to do with my channel, I always have like a bunch of ideas. I try not to like have it all like mumbo jumbo. If one of the things I would say I am excited for is that since, you know, we are where we're at, and I'm doing these death battles just to let people know, like, yeah, I like comics, but this isn't going to be my channel 24/7. I'm going to obviously change on. I want people to know that I like obviously basketball. I did basketball videos. I like superheroes. I like, you know, going out and doing stuff like that. One of the things I actually am trying to plan together, but like I said, it's all about scheduling, is I'm a big fan on the challenge. I'm a big fan on the challenge. I like the whole MTV, the challenge, stuff like that. So I have this thing on my channel that I started, but I had to do a pause because of COVID, but it seems like it's time to do it now or never. You know, we gotta carry on with our lives. You know, we can't just stay cooped up in a house all day. So I have it where I want to do the challenge. I have it basically written out. Same exact format. We got I think they have it on the challenges, maybe like 30 people. We're going to have it where it's 10, 15, or 20. I talked to some people. They said they were down. It's basically they're all going to put in $20. So it's like basically a pool of money. We're going to have, I think it's like a total of like maybe 11 videos, 12 videos. It should be coming out in August. You know, don't quote me on that, but it's all about people scheduling this, that, and the other. But, you know, have a good set of people, whether a person's athletic, someone's smart, someone is, you know, conniving, maybe grimy, something like that. But it would be good, you know, to have it. And hopefully we could do that. And, like, I would obviously be the host, you know. And I think that would be good. People will want to tune in every week, just like how the challenge is, but to see how they do it. Same thing, we have the confessionals, all that. Hopefully we can work it out.
That sounds dope.
My twist that's on it, dope. Obviously. I'm not saying the challenge isn't run by a black guy, but, you know, we have our twist on it, this, that, and the other. I wouldn't be, you know, if that would be the videos or something like that that possibly could blow up, that'd be great too. Because that's something that, you know, when I talk about it, that's something that I would want my channel to be like, you know, just straight. We out there doing videos like that. I have like one video where I like, you know, do a basketball one-on-one against somebody. I have one where we're playing soccer, but dealing with that, I think that's going to be very good. I think a lot of people are actually going to enjoy that. So,
yeah, that's different, bro. That one got me interested because that sounds, because one, me
that's
and
you, dope.
We've talked how I, me right. myself, I love the challenge. And hearing that in that format, that's definitely going to be different.
You know,
nobody on YouTube has done that.
That's doing that.
Makes it original. And like you said, well, it's just like, it's different. You have your own spin on it. Like you said, the confessions. I thought the confessions
would be hilarious.
Like I said, the spelling bee, when, oh my goodness. The spelling bee video you did was hilarious because of one, like you had them like interviewing on their own, like who you right. gonna win? Me, of course. Who you think gonna lose first? Like that stuff. Like that's what get people going. Audrey, you got anything? Any final questions at all? Are you set?
We pretty much touched on everything. I'm pretty set. I'm excited to see the things to come, to see you flourish, to see you succeed, to see you excel, and more importantly, I guess I could say it's like closing remarks more than anything. It's not really a question, you know. Just enjoy this process, because more than anything, right. like you'll never get this time again. Because when you make it and you get to where it is that you're trying to go, and I don't necessarily want to say reach the final destination, because that destination can always change, because you can reach that destination and make another one. You know what I'm saying? So the final destination can always change, but you'll never get those
right.
out of the mud days
mm-hmm.
again. And a lot of times people talk about it in a sense of like, oh, these are the rough days. These are the struggle days. These are the worst days, but they have the most to offer, because you learn the most, you experience the most, you see the most, you have an opportunity to fuck up, you have an opportunity to tweak things, to make things work, and then when you finally get to the point of where it is that you want to be, that's where things can get dull and things can get normalized right. and things can be finalized. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on here and sharing this with us, but man, just like really like enjoy it. Have fun with it. Cause just like you said, you're like, I got another job, you know, it's not like I'm getting paid for this. This is when it's the most fun. When it's something that it's just joy and love for the craft itself. And that's empowering. That's inspirational. That's in a way loving, you know what I'm saying? And I'm really, 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 really happy for you, and happy for the things that are to come.
I also want to say I appreciate you guys, because like I said, I was over, you know, I do the overnight job listening to you guys and hearing you guys do what you guys do, talk about it. Like I said, you guys flow real good. That when Key told me, hey, would you mind doing this? I was like, hell yeah. Like I better, I'm getting up. I'm ready to go, to the point where, and you told me, I'm going to send you this text, be ready to go. That once I came back and I seen the text, and it was like, oh, like 2 minutes ago. I was like, oh, shit. Hopefully I didn't miss my opportunity. You know what I mean?
No.
I got to say,
we're just waiting for you.
Like, I really appreciate this. I'm really grateful for this, because it's like, this is something I want to do. Like, obviously, you know, have like an interview or something like that, be on stuff like this, and I appreciate you guys for giving me the opportunity to do something like this, telling you guys basically my story, you know?
Yeah. Trust me, this won't be the last time yeah. I got you on here, for sure. This won't be the last time.
Oh, for a fact.
Before we get out of here, I got to get you to drop those socials, the links, where can these people follow you, find a content.
Yeah
we
where can they get at
give
you?
Give them the whole rundown.
The main one that I would like everybody just to follow me on is just YouTube. You could just go on YouTube.com. It's Leaf Live. You'll see me up there. I'm on every thumbnail just to make sure that those are so people know what I look like. And then dealing with any other social media, it's just Leaf Live TV. You know, like we have the Instagram, obviously Twitter. And then the Twitch is just where we be on if you want to actually interact with me live and where I'm, you know, playing any type of game, talk to me about any type of death battle or what I have upcoming. You can find me on that. So.
Yep. And Leaf, as in L-E-A-F, correct?
There it is.
All right.
There we go, man. We got everything wrapped up. We appreciate you having on here, man. We will get back to you guys as soon as possible with another episode, man. We are out.